This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia is already interfering in next year's midterm U.S. elections. He made the comment in a speech at the Oval Office, or I should say the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. In remarks to about 120 representatives of the U.S. intelligence community, the president said such actions by Moscow are a pure violation of our sovereignty. In addition to the president's unusual reference to classified information, he also made an ominous prediction about escalating cyber attacks targeting the United States. His administration has blamed such attacks on state-backed hackers in China and those operating with impunity in Russia. Biden said he believes it is growing more likely the United States could end up in a real shooting war with a major power as a consequence of a cyber breach. The president also appealed to his intelligence team, which is composed of elements from 17 different agencies, to give him to him straight. He says he's not looking. He says he's adding, when you are sure, not sure, say you're not sure. The European Union on Tuesday stressed the need to preserve democracy and stability in Tunisia following the Tunisian President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament and firing of the country's prime minister. His move late Sunday followed weeks of political turbulence in the country, fueled in part by public anger over the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to a disputed border town to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces. The watchdog agency said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown. More at voanews.com. This is